Todd Furman, our man in Vegas, helps set the point spreads for Caesars Entertainment. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Minutes of one of the UEFA League Champions League quarterfinals. Chelsea looks like they're going to put away Benfica. I know not exactly the biggest bet sport for us, but as we start to get into summer, we look for anything for customers to try and wager on.
You don't get a lot of soccer action?
We don't get a lot of soccer action, although this summer could be a little bit different. Hopefully the Euro Cup, the numbers that we'll see there in the month of August will begin to rival what we saw for the World Cup, but I'm none too optimistic about it, but one never knows how betting habits change.
Todd, what kind of volume did you see for the national championship game, Kentucky and Kansas?
National championship for us, Brent, a little bit anticlimactic. When you talk about overall betting handle, we saw more volume on both the Final Four semifinals and was actually talking to some people. We saw a bigger betting handle on the opening weekend games, contests like Murray State against Colorado State, than what we see for the Final Four or the championship.
All right, Todd, now I'm wondering. I have my bet on the Tigers versus the Cardinals, so I know it's early. Have y'all done Major League Baseball yet? Who's going to play in the World Series?
We have a ton of baseball options available. Our regular season win totals that we've had up for about a month now will all close as teams start to kick off their season. When you talk about the Tigers, they're probably one of the highest teams on our board, along with the Angels. Their win total right around 92.5 this year, Blaine. And the Cardinals actually have been bet down by some of the professionals. Mm-hmm. We opened them at 85.5. We currently sit at 83.5. But the Tigers, still the prohibitive favorite, listed at 6-1 to win the World Series.
All right, so tell me now in the NBA that the Miami Heat will have the odds-on favorite to win the NBA championship.
They need to win on the road.
Because if not, they're going to break the team up.
the Heat are still heavy favorites, but I think tonight's game will be awfully interesting to see how they perform in a revenge scenario against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Heat, 2-point favorites for the game tonight, with Dwayne Wade listed as questionable right now. You look at NBA futures, it's going to be the usual suspects at the top of the list. The Lakers, the Thunder, the Heat, and the Bulls. The team that I think people need to keep an eye on is the Memphis Grizzlies, who I actually have power rated as the second or third best team in the Western Conference, despite the fact they'll probably finish in that fifth or sixth hole at best.
So how do you have the West?
The West right now is the Thunder, odds-on favorites. They're listed at 3-1 to win the NBA championship. The Lakers would be behind them at 8-1, more on name than anything else.
What about those Spurs? Yeah.
Spurs would be third to win the championship at 12-1, and that's kind of what you're looking at. The Clippers a little bit further down at 18-1 right now.
Where would the Grizzlies be on that list?
The Grizzlies are at 30-1.
It's
a team that I've had my eye on, so I continue to drop them. We're probably a little lower than what you can find out there in the rest of the market. But I think if they fall into that sixth seed and they can avoid the Thunder up until the Western Conference Finals, definitely a great value play for a team that's finally getting healthy and playing their best basketball.
At Todd Furman on Twitter, before I ask you about the Preds, let me go back to baseball real quick. You mentioned the Cardinals at 83.5, their win total. How do you have the National League broken down at the top?
The National League, the Phillies are the front runner. They're listed at 91.5 for their reg season win total. Although that's a team that I'm not so sure deserves all the acclaim they're getting, with so many question marks on that offense, now with Ryan Howard experiencing a setback.
Yeah.
But it's really the Phillies. The Reds are going to be atop the Central, the leader, 87.5 there. And the San Francisco Giants have the highest win total in the National League West at 87.5, but the Diamondbacks breathing down their necks at 87.
Blaine, you mentioned the Bulls.
Yeah, the Bulls. I was wondering how the East, the Bulls, who else was on the list and where are the Bulls?
It really is just the Heat and the Bulls at this point. The Heat minus 190 to win the Eastern Conference. The Bulls right behind them at 6-5. And then it's anybody's guess when you talk about the likes of the 76ers. I mean, the Knicks got a ton of attention early in the year. And it's important to let people know that if they're going to find their way out to Vegas, we actually don't book the Celtics as part of our NBA futures, because our CEO has an ownership interest in the team. So we recognize whoever finishes best in the East, excluding the Celtics, is crowned our Eastern Conference champion.
All right, and for this week, the Masters, who do you have? Is Tiger still favored, or do we have somebody else, Roy or Phil? Who's at the top of the list? What's the odds?
We're taking a good amount of Tiger money. He was available at 6-1 before his victory at Bay Hill, but he's been bet all the way down to 3-1 right now. Rory McIlroy right behind him, checking in at 9-2. And Phil not attracting nearly as much attention as he has in years past. He's available at 7-1. Unfortunately, Dustin Johnson was a guy that was getting a lot of betting interest, but withdrawing during the course of the week. So so he's out of the mix. But a guy to keep your eye on if you're looking for long shots, a lot of the people I trust in the golf community think KJ Choi may be a nice long shot. He should be available between 50 and 75 to 1.
Todd, now does it increase after, let's say, the first round or first day? Does the odds then pick up for the leader who is leading after that first day? Because someone told me the leader odds, of them winning increased drastically after the first day.
We've actually historically closed a lot of our golf futures as soon as the first guy hits the tee box on Thursday. What we'll do to compensate for that is we'll actually offer matchups day by day, allowing people to look to try and bet guys in the same group. So if you only want to follow two golfers, you have that opportunity. Although I will say, and we probably should know by now, we're still experimenting with possibly keeping those groups open. But you will see a ton of movement in the markets for a guy that'll lead after one day of the tournament.
NHL regular season about complete. Who do you have as the favorite? Is it the Blues, and where do you have the Preds?
We actually have the Blues and Canucks listed at 4-1 right now to win the Stanley Cup. The Rangers would be a little further back coming out of the East as they've wrapped up home ice throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs. They're listed at right around 6-1, and the Preds have been lurking in that 10-12 range. They're now sitting at 10-1 to win the Cup, and I think a lot will depend on how the matchups play out over the next couple days as we see those first round playoff scenarios set themselves up.
From your perspective, as someone who studies and sets point spreads, do the Preds need to stay out of that Detroit matchup?
I don't think it's the best matchup for them, but I think the Western Conference is wide open. Obviously, I think the Canucks pose the stiffest challenge for the Preds. If we look at the regular season history, hasn't exactly been too kind to them. I think the Blues, though, even if they finish in that two-hole, they're the team I have out of any of the top seeds in the respective conferences most susceptible to getting upset. I don't think the tandem of Elliott and Halak and Net for them necessarily is going to catapult them into a Western Conference final. And I think the Preds would be fortunate if they were to avoid Detroit, who may be getting healthy at the right time.
And lastly, Todd, so all the Kentucky fans, stop burning all those couches that's out there, put IKEA in business. Give us the odds on Calipari leaving or staying.
I actually think he ends up staying. If I were to set hypothetical odds right now, I'd make him about a minus $2 favorite that he stays at Kentucky. I just can't see him trying to give up this legacy and dynasty that he's built to try and attack the NBA, where he was unsuccessful the first time around in the tri-state area. I think the biggest thing was that Kentucky fans tried to do their best West Virginia impression, trying to light couches on fire and take full advantage of Clay's Lexington police scanner hashtag.
Todd, great stuff, man. We appreciate you. At Todd Furman on Twitter. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, guys. Enjoy the golf this weekend.
Will do. All right, so Tiger 3-1, Rory at 9-2, and Preds up to 10-1 to win the Cup.
Yes.
That's good info. We'll be right back. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.